Okay, Shalom Aleichem. It's good to see everybody. I apologize if today a shir is earlier than usual. B, this may end up being the Isser D'Orais of Chatzi Shir, but we'll do the best that we can. Let's learn the Gemara on Ayin Hey Amid Beis. Among the Lamed Tes Malachos that the Mishnah quotes is Hamaleach v'Hama'abed, that if you salt and if you do Ibud. Again, these are processes within the preparation of leather. If you want to prepare cloth, let's say, so what you do is first you take it and you salt it. You also put some lime. You soak the leather in like a lime mixture for a while to prepare cloth. Then you actually, the Gemara says in one place that you used soyas klovim. I don't know if this is commonly done anymore or not, but there are a number of different chemical processes involved in the preparation of cloth. So one of those processes is salting. Another process is ibud. Oh, I forgot. Ibud also involves trampling on it to soften it. These are all processes involved in the preparation of cloth. So, for the Gemara, the Gemara asks, they're both necessary steps to prepare the cloth. Why do you need two malachas?
Zoraya and Horesh the same.
So, again, the Gemara asks the Kasha, Hainu Borer, Hainu Zora, Hainu Borer, Hainu Mirakeid.
That's the same thing.
So, the Gemara answers, so by Zora, Borer, and Mirakeid, we noted that there are two different mahalchim in Rishonim about what precisely the difference between them is. When the Gemara asks the kasha hang zora hang bora hanim rakid, the Gemara is asking that in all three malachos, the kavana is to separate the ochel from the psolas. However, we had a stira in Rashi's. Rashi in the Mishnah says that Zaira, Boirer, and Merakit is different in terms of the keli that I'm using. Am I doing it biyad or beruach, etc.? And Rashi on Ayin Hey Amid Beis says the difference between Zora, Borer, and Merakid is what am I separating out? Am I separating out rocks? Am I separating out whatever? But the point is Zora, Borer, and Merakid are all for the same purpose of Hasaras, Psoilas from the Ochel, but there are three different processes to do that. Three different distinct Maisim, or three different Cheftzos that I'm separating. As opposed to Moleach and Ma'abed are different stages within the process of tanning leather. It's similar to Hagasa, which is a stage within the Bishul process, or it is similar to Moiseach Chutsho Tfira. In all the cases where the Rambam uses a lashon shekoilu mitzarche ha whatever, that seems to be the Gemara's kasha Moleach and Ma'abed. It is two steps in exactly the same process. Whenever I do Ma'abed, I am Moleach the R beforehand. Right, so it's another stage in the same exact process, as opposed to Zora, Borer, and Merakid, where there's the same uftoi, where there's the same accomplishment, but it's the same accomplishment, but they are slightly different. What's your rebuttal, sir? Zoraya and Choresh are completely distinct pu'ulos that all come, right? Everybody knows, like, people talk, this is Zoraya, my kavanah on Zoraya is I put the seed in the ground to allow the seed to germinate. This is Choresh when I work on the ground, which is a necessary step. It's two totally different pu'ulos. But over here, if you'd ask me, what am I doing? I'd say, I'm preparing the cloth. I'm preparing the leather. So l'cha'ora, frekta gemara, Moleach and Ma'abed is the same thing. It's a Zobrazach. So Rabbi Yochanan Vresh Lakish, the Amri Tarvayu, Apikchad Minayhu, the Ayil Sirtut. Let's take one of them out and let's stick Sirtut in. Either Moleach and Ma'abed is not going to be counted as a Malacha. In its place, we have the Malacha of Sirtut. So there is a new Malacha called Sirtut. So I want to talk about Sirtut a teeny bit. Sirtut is a famous sugya, Gittin, Daf, Vav. When you write, right? The Gemara says that it's usur, right? It's a funny Gemara that like one of the Amorim wrote to somebody else that the Talmidei Chachamim who go to a different community to learn. So Kiyin Ba'atma V'gitnu V'sayalad B'zona V'sayalda Machar B'yayin. They're like being mean to their children, something like that. So the Gemara asks Akasha, how you tell me this guy's like such an Adam Gadol? Aye, he wrote without Sir. And we know that Shnayim Kaisim Shleisha Ein Kaisvin, that you're not allowed to write even three words without Sir. So paradigmatic sirtut, the sirtut that is found elsewhere in Shas, is sirtut for ksiva. There's a din that a Sefer Torah requires sirtut. There's a din, a Megillah, the Gemara in Megillah says requires sirtut, ki ikara shel Torah, no? There's a din, a mezuzah requires sirtut. Tefillin don't require sirtut. It could be it's usher to be misartate the tefillin, because if I do sirtut on the tefillin, it looks like I am being tufrum, right? I'm being mutzilaz, perhaps, on others. If I do sirtut on the tefillin, I'm potim and dovervol sehu, I'm nikra hedyot. You're not supposed to do sirtut on tefillin. Tysus has a few opinions what exactly that means. Maybe we do sirtut on the tefillin in terms of box around. We don't do sirtut in terms of every line. But the Kitamasa, sirtut is a din ordinarily that is found with Ingin Ksiva. And if I open the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam is telling me about Kosev. And the Rambam says that Roshem is a told of Kosev. You just make a mark. You don't form letters, just make a mark. That's part of Kosev. For example, Roshem Rishamim, Mitzuris Bekosel, Ubesheshar, like the Tzayarin Aroshman, that is considered Kosev. And if you're Mochek, you are Chayiv for Mochek. Hamisartet Kedei Lichtov Shtei Oisiyas Tachas Ochoso Sirtut Chayiv. The Rambam says, if I'm misartate, in order to write underneath the sirtut, if you ever look at a Sefer Torah, the lines are on the top of the oisius. No? The way we write on lined paper, you guys know what lined paper is? Right? Lined paper, no? When I write on lined paper, the minig is that you have, that you write above the line. By Sefer Torah, when you do sirtut, you write beneath the line, and the Rambam writes Hamisarte Kedei Lichtov Shtei Osius Tachas Osu Sirtut Chayiv. The Rambam says Sirtut is Chayiv when you're writing under the Sirtut, and then the Rambam writes Chorshei Eitzim. If I'm cutting wood and I put some red mark on the wood, I want to cut a 2x4 to be exactly 12 inches long, right? In order to do that, I make a mark on it. And then I am going to cut it. That's also sirtut. That's a tolda of misartate. If I do it on avonim, that's also a tolda. Whether I'm misartate b'tseva or below tseva, I'm chayiv. So you get an impression from the Rambam that the ad malacha of misartate is what? Is for ksiva. The tolda is if I am misartate for... If I am misartate for chitoch, if I'm misartate to cut wood, to cut stone, that's the tolda of sirtut. However, the Rashash notes that Rashi dingtzach on the Rambam, no? Look at Rashi, ayo sirtut. Rashi writes, l'fi shedar haratz anim, kishu ba l'chatcho misartatoi tchila, kifi mashu rotze laharich u laharchivu l'kater hachitoch, ואחר כך מעביר הסכין דרך הסרטות, וכן באורס המשכן כשחתכם. Rashi is saying that the real melacha of sirtut is on oiris.
I really think it's a problem. Is that tzorech hachaticha?
So it's the tzorech hachaticha, when I want to cut the leather, if I'm going to make leather yurios, if I'm making the oros elon ma'adomim, the covers of the mishkan out of leather, I have to cut it to size. So first you make a mark on it, then you cut it. Sirtut, according to Rashi, is, first of all, a malacha of or, on leather. It's a hachana for chitoch.
It's part of the same process.
It's part of the process of cutting leather, but apparently it's enough of a distinct action that counts as a separate malacha, right? I see that you're preparing for your kasha. You're like setting me up. Well, won't you agree, right? No, not necessarily. That's sirtut. According to Rashi, sirtut is an ur. In the Rambam, sirtut is a malacha. The Rambam never mentions that sirtut is on leather. The Rambam says sirtut is for kaisev or sirtut is for choteich. But the Rambam's examples of choteich is choteich eitz or choteich avonim. The Rambam never has sirtut by or. Rashi has sirtut only by or. The Rashash writes that Rashi and the Rambam disagree. Okay. The Mishnah Brura in the Shar HaTzion in Shin Mem Ois Nun Dalet. The Mishnah Brura says that he thinks Rashi is masking to the Rambam. He thinks that Rashi would agree that there is sirtut as a chelak of kosev. It happens in our Gemara, the sirtut that's being spoken of is clearly not a chelak of kosev. No, I'm talking about Moleach and Ma'abed, which is processes in preparing leather. No? And then I have Misartate. The Pashto says that the Misartate, which I have, it's before Mimachek and Michateich. The Pashto says that the Misartate that I have is part of the preparation of the leather. And Lechora Rashi seems to have some evidence from our Gemara. But the Rambam is saying that no. The Rambam is saying that Misertet is for Kosev. The Mishnah Berurah says that Rashi agrees to the Rambam, but the Rashash says they disagree. Okay. Let's make a few Ha'aros on Misertet. We read the Rambam. The Rambam begins by talking about Kosev. After Kosev, Zuk the Rambam ha-Misertet k'dei lichtoiv. Isn't this problematic, ladies and gentlemen of the jury? The Rambam begins by saying Kosev is a malacha. Not only is Kosev a malacha, Roshem is a malacha. Kosev, Mochek, Roshem, right? Those are all there in the Rambam, all in chapter 11. Then the Rambam writes, afterwards, Misartet. Darfman Fregen. Lecha Eira Misartet is far Kosev. Nisht noch Kosev. Lecha Eira Misartet is before the writing, not after the writing. Pavus schreibt Rambam misartet noch kaisev. That's the question. So in the tshuva of the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner, no? He was nifter, when was it? Like only 5 or 6 years ago. Rav Simon in his Avelos Yom likes to talk about there's a whole shayla because Rav Vosner was nifter. It was already Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, but it was an Erev Yontif here in Chutz La'aretz. It was Nifter Le'el HaSeid in Eretz Yisrael. It was Erev Pesach in Chutz La'aretz. A guy in the hospital called his children in Chutz La'aretz to tell them that dad was Nifter, right? So the children in Chutz La'aretz had like 25 minutes of Shiva in Erev Pesach, and everyone else doesn't even start the Shiva until after Yontif, no?
Their Shiva's canceled.
The children in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutzot have Shiva for like 20 minutes and the Shiva gets canceled, right? Because Yantav cancels the Shiva. So this is like a whole lumdish, and there's a whole discussion about this, how this worked out. But Rav Vosner has a few children. His son, Ben Zion Vosner, is the builder of the Eruv on the other side of Washington Heights. He built an Eruv, the Mount Sinai Eruv was built by Rav Ben Zion Vosner originally.
Would it have been an option to just not call them until after?
Yeah, so that would have been an option, but that's not what happened. Like, had that happened, then Achanami, but that didn't happen. So Rav Vosner, right, was appointed by the Chazon Ish, Zichron Levracha, to be the Rav of Zichron Neir in Bnei Brak. Right, this is not a minor leaguer. Right, he's a serious, serious Jew. And he wrote Shuvahs until he was like 103 years old. It's unbelievable. That's Rav Vosner. So Rav Vosner in his Shuvah in the first volume, Chelak Alasim and Kuf Yud Beis, is bothered by this kasha. How come the Rama has Misartet after Kosev? So Rav Vosner says, you know what? It could be that the Rambam is telling me a chiddush, that you could violate Mesartet after Kosev, providing the Sirtot accomplishes something. We mentioned before that a Sefer Torah requires Sirtot, no? We mentioned before that a Megillas Esther requires Sirtot. There's another din in last week's parasha that requires Sirtot. Parshas Naso. What's it in Parshas Naso that requires Sirtot? Megillah Sota. The Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'kasav es ha'olos ha'ila ba'sefer. Zak the Gemara Sota daf Yud Zayin. Megillah Sota requires Sirtot. Toisvis in Sota Yud Zayin is Mesupak. About if I do the Sirtot after the Kosev, does that help? Says Rav Vosner, maybe that's the pshat in the Rambam. Right? You hear a pilpul in like a diyuk in the Rambam? You hear this pilpul? Says Rav Vosner, the case in the Rambam is that you're doing the sirtut after the ksiva, but it's going to be a violation because you're being machshir the Sefer Torah or the Megillah Saita after the ksiva, you did the sirtut. And I'm doing it on Shabbos. I'm in violation because I'm being machshir the Sefer Torah. There's a Tolelas, I'm machshir the Sefer Torah. That's what Rav Vosner writes. Not bad. Right? Not bad. Right? So he's assuming that the Rambam is taking a stand on the Safek and Tosfos. And that's exactly the case of the Chiddush in the Rambam.
Isn't the Indian of Sirtut to make sure that the lines are straight? Like, what does that do post?
Well, apparently, the Indian, the Pashtus is that Sirtut is to make sure the lines are straight. It's some Keom, maybe of Zekeli Vanvehu or something. But apparently, there's another element of Sirtut that it's not a Sefer unless it's written with Sirtut. So, therefore, I machshir the Sefer by doing the Sirtut afterwards.
The Sefer is a master calligraphist, and I'm able to do perfect lines without Sirtut.
I'm a calligraphist, I can do perfect lines without Sirtut, but still, the Sefer is only kosher with Sirtut. It's a din in the Sefer. It's only called the Sefer with Sirtut. That's right.
Uh-huh. Meaning that's two chidushim of one, that's the inyan, and two, that you can do it post facto. I mean, you
correct.
Can the whole Sefer Torah
absolutely. And that's exactly the issue that Tosis in Sotos Mesupik about. Tosin Daf Yudzayin the Mabez, Tibar Masto Kosva. Tosis has a suffix. Rav Vosner is saying that the Rambam is taking a stand on Tosis' suffix. And the Rambam holds that the Toelas with Mesirtut afterwards on Machshir the Sefer Torah. So I saw in Rav Nevensal's Sefer. Rav Nevensal says, dude, like, what are you talking about? Right? This would be Maisa Shabbos, no? I'm doing a Malacha on Shabbos. I'm doing Sirtut. If I do Sirtut on Shabbos, so that's going to be a Mitzvah Habab Avera. You want to tell me that you're Machshir the Sefer Torah by doing the Sirtut after it's written? But you're not Machshir the Sefer Torah, Rav Vosner Tainas. Because now, you're not machshir the Sefer Torah because l'cha'ora it's going to be a mitzvah b'aveira. That's a good kasha.
But that's only if, like, okay, you're not machshir it for that day because it's a Maisa Shabbos, but you're machshir it, you know, for the next however long the Sefer Torah lasts.
But again, whoa. So there's two dinim. There's Maisa Shabbos, which is mutter after Shabbos, etc. But then there's a din of mitzvah b'aveira potentially, which is not a mitzvah at all, right? If I use such a Sefer Torah that had the Sirtut afterwards, and Rav Vosner Sefer points out in Shuvas Rabbi Kibegar, I didn't look it up, he says in Shuvas Rabbi Kibegar, Simon Kuf Ayin Daled, he wants to say that the din of a mitzvah Bab Avera apply to if I'd write a Sefer Torah on Shabbos. It's a puzzle Sefer Torah. They ask the kasha, no? If you look at my friend, Chavatzalas Hasharon, so it says that the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, right, he wrote 13 Sefer Torah, no? But the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life is on Shabbos. So the Rosh already is bothered by this kash, I think, in Hilchos Sefer Torah. And the Rosh writes that he wrote the Sefer Torah, they hashbas hakomis, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a way. It's almost like Fantasia Lahavdil, you know, a Disney movie that Mickey Mouse tells all of the brooms, right, how to, you know what I'm talking about, how to mop the floor. So it's Hashbas HaKomos. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Komos, you go and write for me. So there's a whole discussion in the later, in the Chavetz Chaim, and Maharish writes like 50 pages on this kasha. Can you fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, Yidei Hashbos HaKomos? Wow! That's already razzle-dazzle stuff, right? That's like, you know, this is for June's man. Okay.
Can you fulfill the mitzvah of writing Sefer Torah, Yidei Kishuv?
Correct, same type of issue, right? Yidei Kishuv, right? It's all relevant for Alexa on Shabbos, right? If you want to give shiurim, but again, you can give fun shiurim on this topic. Mar Makom Anilach, like 50 pages in Parshas Vayelech in the Chavetz HaSharon. Okay. That's a kasha. Shouldn't it be a mitzvah? I want to talk a little bit more about this malacha of Mesartate. A few more minutes. Not that much to say about it. How come it's a separate malacha? This is your kasha. No? Lachar Mesartate is just a hechatimtza to do the kosev. So, according to the Rambam, or to hechatimtza to do the mechatech according to Rashi. So why is it a separate malacha? Just like we saw that if I'm Osei Achutsho Tfira, that's part of the Tofer. If I'm Magus, it's part of the Bishul. So Rav Moshe Brown Sefer, he has the following suggestion. He says, well, maybe Osei Achutsho Tfira is a way for it to be a Tfira. It's not considered a Tfira if it's not taught. The food is not really cooked if it is not stirred, or the food will burn. It's not going to be really cooked. However, if I do the sirtut, what I'm doing is I'm doing like a hiddur in the ksiva. I'm doing a hiddur in the chituch. It's not something that's a chilek of the chituch. It's a hiddur in the chituch. I do not understand this at all. I don't understand it at all. It seems to me that, like, again, I'm not such an expert, but I make oatmeal in the morning, and sometimes I'm spaced out, and I don't stir my oatmeal. You put the oatmeal in, and you don't stir it. So what happens when you don't stir the oatmeal? The food gets cooked still, right? The stuff at the bottom gets stuck to the pot, and it takes, like, a year and a mitzvah to get it off at the pot. But it still cooks. Elamai, I'd say that the stirring is like a hiddur mitzvah in the cooking. It makes the food better. The food gets cooked anyway. So the svara that Rabbi Brown suggests, I don't really understand. But I think there's a different svara, which he alludes to there, which is the pashtus is like Rashi, that Moseh Chutshot Tfira means I'm in the process of sewing, and then I tighten the string in the process of sewing. I'm in the process of cooking, and I stir the pot in the process of cooking. But a preliminary act is not the malacha. If I take my pot out of the cabinet, is that a ma'isa bishul? You're going to say, Schwartz, you're nuts. Of course it's not a ma'isa bishul. I say, you took a pot out of the cabinet. What did you do?
That's your bishul.
Chatzis Shir Bishul? Dude, come on! That's not a Chatzis Shir Bishul, right? You're not being Mevashel at all. It's a prerequisite, right? It's Calc 101. It's not the real Calc, right? It's a prerequisite. It's nothing. Bechara, that's the pshat. So if that's the case, Mesartate, it's very different than Moseach Chut Shel Tfira. It's a prerequisite for what's it called? Prerequisite for the kosev. It's not out the hiddur mitzvah. It's not that I'm making it, as we would say, ibr far beset and far putzt. It's not we're making it nicer, better, shenster. It's not the pshat. The difficulty with this pshat is, as if you remember when we learned Zoreya, we spoke about shin lamed vav. We spoke about if I take seeds and I put them in water. If you remember, I take like an avocado pit and I put my toothpicks in it. I leave it in water, and then the roots come out. So that's a chiyuv of zireya. The Radvaz writes that's a chiyuv of zireya because I'm preparing to put it in the ground. So according to that, we have to ask why mechateich is a separate malacha. Shouldn't mechateich be a chelek of kosev or a chelek of be a chelek of mechateich or a chelek of kosev? The kasha that Ellie was asking at the beginning of Shir that I kind of pushed you down. I'm like, no, not such a bad kasha. Especially according to that Radvaz, that it's, what's it called? According to that Radvaz, I think it still is a good kasha. Let's talk about another issue. Chevra, did any of you ever make hamotzi on Shabbos? Yeah, you made hamotzi? The Magen Avraham quotes from the Maharshal that before you make hamotzi, you take the knife and you make a line on the knife. You make a line on the challah with the knife, no? Isn't that the way Jews have been doing it for hundreds of years? So you're going to tell me that every year for hundreds and hundreds of years, since at least the Tekuf of the Maharshal, has been Mechalal Shabbos because he is doing Misartet to prepare for Mechateich.
Rabbi, Baruch Hashem, I'm not a Mechalal Shabbos.
What?
Baruch Hashem, I'm not a Mechalal Shabbos.
But Sfaradim don't do that.
No.
Sfaradim do not make the line beforehand. Yeah.
You
just
asked
even Chal on Shabbos because it's Tochein.
No,
because
it's
Mechat,
because it's
Sirtut. It's not Sirtut when I eat the challah. I mean, like.
No, when you cut it.
When I cut the challah, I cut the challah in order to cut it. It should be Sirtut.
Cutting challah is the Mechatech, my wife's always telling me not to cut it.
So Zuknady. Sirtut is a prerequisite to the malacha. It's a preliminary act before chituch. But if the chituch is mutter, the sirtut is mutter. No? And l'cha'ayra, there's no mechateich on my challah. Why not, gentlemen? How come when I cut my slices of challah, how come there is no mechateich?
You don't care about the specific shear.
So it could be I don't care about the specific shear, but we saw that the malach of mechateich is also when they make something usable. If I take the klonsos b'shabes, that's mechateich. Right? We spoke about if I take a iparon, I take a pencil and they make it sharp. It's not only the specific shear, right? We spoke about that.
It was usable beforehand.
Well, it's usable before. Am I going to take the whole challah and chop and put it in my mouth? No, it's not. You can't do that. You can't eat a whole challah by stuffing it in your mouth. Maybe if you're some sort of monster, you could do it like that, right? That don't work. So why is it no mechateich? In other words, I agree with Nady. You only violate misartate when it's a hechatimtza to a malacha. Either it's a hechatimtza to kosev, or it's a hechatimtza to mechateich. But if the mechateich is going to be mutter, the sirtut is mutter. So far, so good? I'm good with this.
Oh. Not that I have to do that malacha on Shabbos. I mean, if I do sirtut as a hechatimtza for mechateich, and do mechateich a week later, it's still a derais of sirtut.
It's still a... Correct. If I do misartet on Shabbos, I'm kosev a week later. I violate misartet. I agree with that. But if I do misartet as a preliminary act for something that's heter gomor on Shabbos, that's not misartet. That's the argument. Misartet is a malacha that is preparing for another malacha. But if that other activity is not a malacha, that cannot be misaritate. Gentlemen, look in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Shinchaf Beis Ois Yud Beis. The Mishnah Berurah tells us a yesod that there's no mechateich by ochlam. I don't think we spoke about this yet, no? Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Dalad in Shinchaf Beis Sif Dalad, Oichle Behema, there's no tikkun, right? And therefore, you're allowed to take Eichle Behema Lachtzutz Oshinov. Right? 1 second. But if it's a kisim that's not Eichle Behema, you're not allowed to take it Lachtzutz Oshinov. If I want to make a toothpick on Shabbos, so I take something which is Eichle Behema and I break it to the size of a toothpick, and that's okay. But if it's not Eichle Behema, if it's just a kisim, I'm not allowed to do that. Zok the Mishnah Brura, Osiud Beis. I'm allowed to make the toothpick with the Ochle Behema. I can use the Meichel Behema to make a toothpick, even if I use a sakin. Mishnah Brura writes, even if I'm Makbin Al Hamida, I want to make a perfect toothpick. I'll make a perfect toothpick. There's no Isser of Mechatech, because it's a Dover Oichahu. There's no mechateich because it's an ochel. We have a similar idea in the end of Shin Chaf Aleph. The end of Shin Chaf Aleph. We have a din that I'm allowed to take, let's say, an apple that's already pulverized and rub it on a piece of bread on Shabbos. Shouldn't that be memareach? There's a malacha of smoothing something out. Shouldn't that be memareach when I take my apple and I rub it on the piece of bread? Answer, ein memareach ba'eichlam. Now, we have an idea on our daf I want to talk about. I hope we'll be able to have shir tomorrow about ein ibud ba'eichlam. Is Taisus on the top of ein hey on the base. But Taisus says it's still Asur Midrabanan. So shouldn't there be an Isser of taking that apple, right? You know, like a baked apple, and like rubbing it on a piece of bread. Shouldn't that be Asur? Because it's Mimareyach Ba'eichlem Midrabanan. Just like there's Ibud Ba'eichlem Midrabanan. There should be Mimareyach Ba'eichlem Midrabanan. So the Magen Avraham says, well, it's only Mimareyach if you're Kavanah to smooth the item out. My kavanah over here is not that I want to smooth the apple. My kavanah is that I want the apple to cover the entire piece of bread. But be it as it may, on the level of the oraisa, there is no ibud ba'eichlem, there is no memareach ba'eichlem, there is no mechateich ba'eichlem, and we are saying that there is no misartate. And the pshat is as follows. We have categories of malachos. And there's a category of malachos called malachas ha'or. Those malachos that apply to hides, to leather. And those malachos that apply to hides and leather, the din is they do not apply to eichlem. And im kenem hadavarim, now we have a havana in that phantom uraim, right? Nady, phantom uraim, real shibale halaket, but phantom uraim, who says, ein tzvi'a ba'eichlem, makes it to the Shulchan Aruch. There's no melacha of dying on food. Farvos nisht. How come there's no melacha of dying on food? I'll tell you the pshat. The pshat is because if you hold that sovea, is a melacha that is part of chelek ha'oros, it's part of leather. The dinim of melachos on leather do not apply to food. The Tosfos Rit does not agree with this. Taisus Rid on our daf, on Ayin Hey Amid Beis, if you remember, Taisus Rid asks, how can it be that Shochet is Chayv Mishum Tzoveya? Shouldn't we say Ein Tzvi'a Ba'eichlem? So Taisus Rid says there's no reason why a malacha would not apply to food. No reason. Unless it's explicit in Shas, there's no reason why a malacha does not apply to food. It's explicit in Shas by Ma'abed, by Ibud. That doesn't apply to food. But by anything else, I understand gedulei karka, says the Taisus Rid. There's certain chashivas to gedulei karka. But you're not going to tell me, says the Tosfos Rid. Don't tell me that the malacha only applies to stuff other than food. Gedulei karkapis has a chashivas. Food, non-food, right? Just because something is food, that doesn't mean it's chashav, right? Or it's not chashav. Ein ibud ba'oichlem, right? So that's a special gemara. But to say ein sevia ba'oichlem, says the Tosfos Rid, no such thing.
Yeah, because
no such thing as ein sevia ba'oichlem.
My pasta?
Again?
Does that mean there's no tvia also when I twirl my spaghetti?
No.
Tvia?
Tove? Tvia. Right, there's no melach of tove when I twirl my spaghetti. I'm not sure. Because I don't know if tove is part of Seder Ha'oros.
Well,
I'm making thread. Again, I think it's mutter to spin your spaghetti. I think that's true. I think it's probably Eina Shel Kayama entirely, like we spoke about the Chaya Adam, who says that if I'm going to eat something, that makes it Eina Shel Kayama. But I do think that this Svara that we could suggest that maybe stuff which is defined as Melechas Ha'or. I don't know where the Chaya Adam got this idea that there's no Mechatech by Eichlem. I don't know where the Rishonim get this idea that there's no Memareach by Eichlem on the level of Dairaisa. Why not? But maybe the Pshat is that these things are Melechas Ha'or. And if that's the case, in Kenim HaDevarim, so then we can go back to the phantom Yireim about Soveya Ba'eichlem, and we could say that perhaps that's the pshat. Okay, gentlemen. So these are just the comments I wanted to make. Let me see, do I have anything else to say about Misaritate?
We could discuss maybe that this is also a svara for like taking the skin off the chicken, aside from the borer issue, that maybe
right, so taking the skin off the chicken, is there mafshet? So the answer that the Achrayim say, yeah, very good. There's a tshuva in Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. In Reb Hirsch Pesach Frank's tshuvas, he discusses how are you allowed to pull the skin off of a chicken. But there are two shilas. One is pulling the hair off of the chicken. If you have like a tznia stick of chicken, that's what my mother used to call it, that has the hair on it, right? Is that gozes? And should there be mafshit if I have a chicken with the skin on it? So it's a davar pashut. Yisrael Kadoshim have been eating chicken on Shabbos for a very long time, right? No one has ever said it's a problem.
Not yet,
thank you, right? Fink is over there, like, right, keeping his list of chumras you never heard of because they're not true. Or chumras I wish would be true. Maybe that's the name of your sefer. But the point is that one could argue that once the chicken is cooked, it has a din of ochel, and b'meila they can't be mafshit on an ochel, because mafshit is also meleches ha'or. What's the yisod of mafshit? Right? I think this is correct. Right? Mafshit means I skin that animal to take the leather, take the hide off of the animal, and then to begin using it as meleches ha'or. So there is nothing, anything which is called meleches ha'or does not apply to an eichel. Your cooked chicken is an ochel. So therefore, there's no mafshit on your cooked chicken. Again, I have to look in that tshuva Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank again. Maybe I'll give you as an assignment. You can find me where Chacham Ovadia quotes this tshuva Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. I'm sure he does. But we'll speak about that a different time. Okay, gentlemen, so I'm not sure about Shira tomorrow, but this is what I wanted to speak about with respect to the Malacha of Misaritate. Okay, Chevra, have a marvelous day.
Thank you,
Abby.